You're still listening to RX Radio Station that is by and for children, and this is Zara's Kitchen. And for my first interview, joining me is Jabir Moses, who says he has always had an interest in cooking since a young age. From watching Jamie Oliver TV shows, Jabir studied at Capsicum to become a chef, and has got his experience working at the Fire and Ice Pretoria Hotel in town, where he left to work with the team at the Test Kitchen, and he has worked his way up within the group in various restaurants in the past few years. Welcome, Jabir. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So with this introduction, is there anything that I've perhaps left out?
Oh, I can tell you stories upon stories, but I don't think there's enough time for that.
Okay. So could you please start us off by explaining what a sous chef is for those who don't know?
Okay. So basically, the sous chef is the position just underneath the head chef. So you're the head chef... We'll give different orders or different instructions for what the kitchen needs to do, and then as the sous chef, it's your job to maintain and check the quality of the food and the standards of the restaurant and just make sure everyone's doing their job properly.
Today you're going to be giving us a few easy recipes to cook frozen fish, but before we get to that, one thing we always ask on the show is, have you ever fumbled in a dish?
Oh, too many times to count. One example is I was making cinnabuns for the staff meal one day, and instead of putting sugar, I put salt in. So I guess you can imagine how disgusting that must have been.
Yep.
And that's just one of hundreds.
Out of the dishes you have ever prepared, which one would you say is your favorite?
So at home, besides the fact that I cook fine dining food for most of my career, I actually enjoy burgers. So once I remember I made like 3-stack tier burger with like lots of cheese and pickles and onions, and I still remember it to this day. Yeah.
Now, on top of the recipes for frozen fish, I would like to give you different types of meals, and I'd like for you to tell me an easy way on how to prepare them. So the first one is low carb recipe.
Okay, so what I got is, it's very simple. It's soy glazed fish. So what you'll need for that is a little bit of soy sauce, some sugar, some fresh ginger and garlic, and a little bit of chili if that's what you like. And all you got to do is just pan fry the fish and then cook the glaze till it's all the way down nice and thick. And then you can have that with like a simple salsa with tomatoes, onions, and then some cauliflower rice, which keeps the carbs down, but is also delicious.
Sounds nice. I'll tell my mom to try that out. Up next, what recipe do you have for all the cheese lovers like myself?
Okay, so this is one of my favorites. So it's a fish pie. You want to use like a nice soft flaky fish, so maybe haddock or hake, and you make like the cheesiest sauce you can get and add all the cheese in your home to the sauce. And then you're going to have that with broccoli and corn. And one trick that I can give you is that before you add the puff pastry to your pie, grate more cheese on top of that and then put the puff pastry on and then bake it for some cheesy goodness.
Mommy must definitely try that out. Now, I've heard from my mom speak about high fiber meals. What recipe do you have for frozen fish that's also high in fiber?
Okay, you can make simple fish cakes with steamed broccoli, sweet peas, and a sweet potato mash. And then to sauce that up, you can have that with some barbecue sauce. Simple but delicious.
And for those who like yummy sauce, what do you have for them?
This one's also a personal favorite. Smoky tomato fish pasta. Very simple. You can buy ready-made pasta sauce in the shop. It's called passata. So all you got to do is cook that down till it's nice and thick. Add the smoky fish to it. And then you can have that with spaghetti, cheese, and a little bit of basil.
And lastly, Chef, I'd like to know, what high vitamin recipes do you have?
So high vitamins, I'm sure you're going to think it's going to be a little bit weird. Because you think vitamins, you think, ew, it's yucky. But I actually got a yummy one. It's actually fish tacos. So if you get a nice piece of battered fish, you deep fry the fish in some tacos, and you're going to get all your vitamins from the avocados, the pineapple, the cabbage, lettuce. And to sauce that up, you can have that with some creme fraiche, which will make it nice and moist. So vitamins aren't that bad after all, eh?
Yeah, but they sound not nice. But the way you just explained it, it's nice.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, Chef, for joining me today. And to the listeners, I hope you enjoyed this interview and are going to try out these recipes. I know I'm going to tell my mom to try them out. For me, of course. Let's do keep the conversation going. And please let me know which one of Chef's recipes you are going to try out, listeners. And on our social media, you can get us on Twitter. We are at RX Radio SA. On Facebook, we are RX Radio SA. And on Instagram, we are at RX Radio SA. Our WhatsApp number is 060-621-8048. Now, the next song is Let It Flow by Toni Braxton.